Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kilala Ko podcast. The Rama in Or HaChaim, Simen Tav Tzadi, Sif Tet, mentions the Minhag Ashkenaz to read from the Megillah of Shir HaShirim on Shabbat Chol HaMoed Pesach. Now, we know Shir HaShirim is an enthralling story of two people in love. There is this woman who's known as the Raya and the man who's known as the Dod, and they passionately search for each other's reciprocal affection. And it's this riveting account of lost opportunities and almost tragic results. And the classic Midrash perspective maintains that the woman refers to the Bnei Israel and the man refers to Hashem. It's all a metaphor. And many commentaries like Rashi and the Rashbam, they see Shir HaShirim as Bnei Israel's retrospective and where they look back in exile and they aspire once again to be reunited with their beloved, with Hashem. Now, Rav Adin Steinsaltz, he notes something very, very fascinating regarding the love story that is Shir HaShirim. Rav Steinsaltz points out that there really is no beginning or end to this story. And while many books of Tanakh, of course, they don't necessarily start from the beginning of the narrative, so to speak, but nevertheless, there is a clear beginning and there is a clear end. Shir HaShirim, however, it simply just starts in the middle of a story. And that's very, very significant. So Rav Steinsaltz explains that, you know, every love story, for the most part, it has a commencement, the first meeting, it's followed by some sort of development with all the different uncertainties until the two parties eventually commit to one another and they fall in love, so on and so forth. And the Bnei Israel and Hashem, they had that first meeting of some sort. They had all these series of different hesitant encounters until that decisive commitment. And we could argue when that first meeting took place. Maybe you would argue it's when Avram was given the command of Lech Lecha. Maybe it was the very first mitzvah given to the Jewish people of HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim that we just read about. Maybe it was at Yetziat Mitzrayim when Hashem redeems the Jewish people from their slavery. Maybe it was Matan Torah when the Jewish people commit to accepting Hashem's Torah. It's a fascinating conversation to discuss at our Shabbos or at our Yom Tov tables, but it isn't referenced in Shir HaShirim. The story begins in the middle. It doesn't tell us about that first encounter. And the absence of such a vital part of this love story in Shir HaShirim seems to intentionally downplay its origin. So why? Why would Shlomo HaMelech deliberately conceal this critical element of the story? So Rav Steinsaltz writes, and I'm going to quote for you. He says, "This deletion is not accidental. It may even be one of the keys to the essence of the poem. In all the seeking and fumbling mentioned in the song, in the partings and coming together of the protagonists, all the questioning and wondering, there is one thing that is certain, the deep connection between the lover and the beloved on all the levels of the account. There's never any doubt that the two are destined for one another and bound to each other. Throughout the winding threads of their fortunes, their partings and reunions, we are never left uncertain about the indissoluble bond between them. The fact that the Song of Songs has neither a beginning nor an end signifies that the story does not belong to any particular time. Basically, it is not a tale of anything that happened in the past or that will happen in the future. It takes place in an eternal present, which is always real and concurrent. True, a certain part of the narrative has already taken place, like in the more general national layer of the poem, the Exodus from Egypt, but not only is the past still fresh in memory, it is actually always there, in the historical present or in the future. That is to say, the order of things may change a little from time to time, but the song remains fixed in an ever-repeated and forever-existent pattern of events." Rav Steinsaltz is arguing that the omission of the beginning, and really the end as well, of the story of Shir HaShirim reminds us of this eternal present within which it takes place. The relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people always has its highs, and unfortunately, it even has its lows. Maybe we feel like we're in one of those lows right now. There are times when we passionately search for Hashem, and still others when Hashem lovingly chases after us. But the one constant is the unbreakable connection between the two lovers. Had this story had a clear-cut beginning, we would have argued that this is just a linear story to follow. It starts over here, and it ends over there. The fact that we don't have a start, and we really don't have an end either, reminds us that this is an ongoing, continual, forever, eternal story that takes place. And as we see throughout Shir HaShirim, there is never, ever a concern. It's always clear that there is a deep connection between the lover and the beloved on all the levels of the account. It's incredibly clear that this is a story that is eternally present. And even though there are matters that we celebrate that took place, quote unquote, in history, so for example, we talked about Yetziat Mitzrayim, right? That is an event that took place, but at the same time, we relive that event every single year. That's what we did at our Pesach Seder. It's an eternal present. It's relived time and time again. This isn't something that started somewhere and ends somewhere else. It's something that exists at all times, ever repeating, always, forever, eternally. That's what Shir HaShirim is all about. That's in many ways what the holiday of Pesach is all about. The great love that Hashem has for the Jewish people and the great love that the Jewish people have for Hashem, living in the eternal present. It's such an important idea and obviously something which plays a major theme on the holiday of Pesach, but it's something especially that we need to call to our attention right now. Like we said, right now maybe feels like we're in one of those lows. We're still trying as best we can to grapple with the atrocities that took place on October 7th. We know that our hostages are still languishing in captivity. We're at battle on multiple fronts with multiple enemies. There's anti-Semitism that's been on the rise like no time that most of us can even remember. And it feels like a time where Hashem has maybe turned away from us. Maybe he's not searching for us. And maybe we're searching for him and we've been unsuccessful in trying to find him. But what we have to remember from Shir HaShirim is that there's no beginning and there's no end. The love that Hashem has for the Jewish people is eternal and it's never ending. It's in this eternal present. It's always real. It's always concurrent. There's never a time where it doesn't exist. So it might feel like one of those lows. It might feel like, well, we're not able to reach each other. We have to remind ourselves that that's simply not the love story between Hashem and the Jewish people. The love story between Hashem and the Jewish people is in the eternal present. It's always real. It's always concurrent. There's never any doubt whatsoever that the two of us will not end up together. The deep connection between the lover and the beloved on all levels of this account is certain. It's unbreakable. It's never ending. So please, please, please keep this in mind as we celebrate the holiday of Pesach. And of course, as we unfortunately have to deal with this difficult time for the Jewish people, never ever forget that there is no beginning to the story and there is no end to the story. We live with this love of Hashem in an eternal present. He loves us and we love him. Shabbat shalom, mo'adim l'simcha.